From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. More than 13,000 Arkansans identify as transgender, according to a recent report by the Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law. That's a larger percentage of the population than the national average and puts Arkansas 18th in the nation. Barriers to health care for these Arkansans remain a significant struggle. That's especially true for those who want sex reassignment surgery, are on hormone therapy, or are seeking mental health services. KUAR's Raul Fernandez spoke with one Arkansan undergoing transition.
Cash Ashley is the 32-year-old restaurant manager living in Little Rock. Born female, he began to question his gender identity in his early 20s.
I was dating someone at the time, and I was like, hey, so I would actually like to be called he, I think. And so that was kind of where it started, and that was like the language that I used to start it with. Or I think I maybe even started with, like, I don't want to be called she, you know, like, just maybe a lack of pronouns, and that led to, you know, preferring to be called he. And then very soon after that, I was like, okay, like, I am a trans person.
Since then, Cash began hormone therapy and is considering a mastectomy to have his breasts removed, but he isn't sure when or where he wants to get this procedure done. He says that due to a lack of medical knowledge and experience, sexual reassignment surgery, and even basic health care for trans people in Arkansas often comes with obstacles that aren't always easy to overcome.
It's hard to, like, go into a physician's office and be like, especially if they don't really know anything about it, or if you don't know if they know anything about it, and be like, hey, so I'm trans, you know, because some doctors just don't know about that, or hadn't had experience with it before, or think it's like a malady, think it's a bad thing, or like a mental disorder versus just something that exists.
Even when healthcare is available, doctor visits can lead to uncomfortable situations, especially encounters with physicians he doesn't know.
You know, it's hard to go into like an ER for something, especially like if you look like male but know that you are female-bodied, you know, it's sometimes anxiety-producing to have to like say that to them, you know? And so I think sometimes people will choose not to go, you know, like, and then that negatively can affect their health.
Some trans people opt for out-of-state surgeries only to come back to Arkansas, where follow-up care for post-op complications can be difficult.
You go in with almost any sort of sickness, and at this point, it's been seen before, we know how to treat it. You know, you go in with the flu, they know what to do. You go in with strep, they know what to do. Like, but if you have recently had bottom surgery and can't urinate and go in, they don't know what to do about that.
He says he's noticed an increase in healthcare options for trans people in Arkansas over the past few years and points to the opening of a gender clinic at UAMS, saying he thinks it's had a real impact.
There's more and more of that happening, and it's getting bigger and bigger. Literally, like, in the last 6 years, I feel like it's exploded. It's nothing compared to bigger cities, but as far as what we used to have, which was literally nothing, at least there's something.
And Arkansas is the place he loves and calls home. He says he continues to be motivated to stay in the state.
If you can get through those times when you're younger, then you can become an adult who's helping to make it better for the next kids coming through. That's just the only way I know. That's a lot of the reason that I've stayed in Little Rock is, you know, I don't have as much time to devote to, like, queer activism as I would like to, but in my own ways, I feel like I'm able to help and reach out to that community, you know?
And today, Cash takes pride in not fitting the heteronormative mold, and he hopes that he can make other LGBTQ Arkansans feel the same.
I feel privileged to be able to, like, identify, like, first and foremost as being queer, you know? Like, I know that that's, for me, that's a privilege, and I'm really thankful for, because every year, more and more, it's like, I think people embrace just being whoever you want to be and not worrying about whether it's weird.
For KUAR News, I'm Raul Fernandez.